This is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. In Wyoming, Rocky Mountain Power has asked for a 13.7% rate hike for 2010, mostly due to the increased cost of coal, Wyoming's Casper Star Tribune reported recently. Although Wyoming has large coal reserves, the most accessible portions have already been mined, which is true for all U.S. coal reserves, notes Leslie Glustrom of Clean Energy Action. This means that it will cost more to mine what remains, and rising oil prices will increase transport costs of distributing coal. Simultaneously, as studies show the costly health damage of atmospheric pollution from burning coal, the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has proposed strict pollution standards on such coal pollutants as sulfur dioxide. This will require costly retrofits of existing coal plants, decreasing their efficiency and using more fuel, and result in doubling the cost of the energy. All these expenses get passed on to the consumer. What to do? Ned Ford, the energy chairman of the Ohio chapter of the Sierra Club, notes that rising costs might force utilities to switch to energy efficiency policies and renewable energy sources. He points out that the cost of improving overall energy efficiency would cost half as much as new scrubbers for plants. For more, Google in quotes, Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.